Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
But if you're watching the game, Juan Soto went off. And he's been slumping a little bit. But he comes through with a double in the first inning that sets up the Judge RBI double himself and knocking in two. So he gets that. And then he walks in the second. He hits a two-run bomb. Opposite field. I mean, that is a, if you watch that, that's an inside out swing. That's a low inside fastball that he puts a Jeter-esque inside out swing where Jeter used to hit it in between the first and second base hole. He hits it over the left center field wall. I mean, the guy is just remarkable, but he hits a home run. It's his 40th of the year, his 200th of his career. He's only 25, which is crazy. And it knocks off Seattle and T-Mobile Park, as it is now referred to, as the final ballpark in Major League Baseball that he had finally hit a home run with, or in. And, you know, so much goes into Juan Soto, and we're coming to the end of this season, the 1 year that we knew as Yankee fans we were going to get to watch Juan Soto play, and boy, has it been everything we could have hoped for. He's going to be a top four MVP candidate. He's got his home run career total. He's got his high in home runs. He's got 1,000 OPS. Like, he's come through in clutch moments. He's done everything other than maybe his defense is kind of lackluster here, including misplaying a ball last night. In the second half, his defense has waned a little bit. But, I mean, it has been perfect watching him, watching the Soto shuffle, watching the at-bats. And so much goes into whether or not Juan Soto's going to be here. It comes up every so often. And it's going to come up now moving into today because of comments made in the postgame. Because as Jack Curry said in the postgame, we've seen other milestones. Like, you know, he just hit his 200th home run, didn't seem that interested in it. Okay, cool. 40th home run, highest of his career. First time hitting 40 home runs in major leagues. He was really excited about not hitting a home run in every single ballpark in Major League Baseball. And when asked in the postgame about it, he gave an answer that is going to spark debate about his thought process on this free agency period. So here's the quote from Juan Soto when asked about why it was so interesting to him and so important to him to hit a home run in every single Major League Baseball stadium.
Juan, you talked in spring training about wanting the homer in every ballpark. Why was that important to you?
I feel that's, it's a great feeling for me. I think, you know, it's so many different ballparks, so many different dimensions. I just want to get all of them checked in, you know. What a best way to go to the free agency with all 30 homers, all 30 ballparks checking my list.
What better way to go into free agency than having all 30 ballparks checked off my list? Now, that probably means nothing, because the question did preface it by saying, in spring training, you mentioned it. I think he had four ballparks to get going into the season. Four Major League Baseball stadiums that he needed to knock off that list to accomplish what he set out to accomplish. And in the offseason, or heading into it, you know, he'd never played a game for the New York Yankees. And so to have free agency on your mind with that, okay. And then he gets asked now, and he's asked to hearken back to why it was important to him then, and maybe that's why he brings up free agency. But I have to admit, the idea that after this game, when the Yankees are on a pennant race push, the Yankees just took a 4-game lead in this division, hoping to secure that bad boy and head into the postseason with a bye, getting ready for the ALDS. He's not concerned with 40 home runs. He's not concerned with 200 home runs. He's concerned with one aspect of what happened in last night's game, besides the win. I don't want to make it seem like he doesn't care about the win. Of course he does. But as far as milestones go, as far as personal achievements go, the one personal achievement that he was most excited about and most interested in accomplishing was the one that he, for whatever reason, ties to free agency. And that just speaks to what everyone wants to tell you, that he's focused on his free agency, that he wants every single dollar, and that this has been on his mind for a long time. And, you know, this is, you know, he's going to go to the highest bidder and everything. And I don't think it's fair to take any of that out of this comment. But it jumped out at me when I heard it, I have to admit. Because we get on Pete Alonso for making comments. Now, we get on Pete Alonso because he was struggling, and it was almost excuse-making and defensive talk, trying to defend his value, his worth into free agency. Juan Soto is lucky enough to not have to worry about that. Juan Soto doesn't have to worry about it, nor does he need to hit a home run in every ballpark to get a big contract. But I have to admit, something about the idea that the answer to that question was, what better way to head into free agency? What better way to head into free agency than to have every ballpark off my list? I don't know why, but it's just one of those comments where I'm like, okay, it's just a reminder, I suppose. It's a reminder that Juan Soto may be a Yankee right now. They are going to have to pony up and give him an enormous contract. And I still believe that there's a number that the Yankees can give, even if someone else gives higher, that Juan Soto will be a Yankee. But the idea that on this night in Seattle, that home run made him think of what a better way to head into free agency scares me. I have to admit. But go out there and win a championship, and you'll never leave, baby.